From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hey, and welcome back to a new episode of The Daily Breakfast, and I am super excited. I'm recording this on Monday, and I get to take one of these. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a small translucent capsule, and it contains a super doses of vitamin D. We've discovered that the lack of vitamin D was causing all my fatigue. And I took one of these 2 weeks ago. Now it's 2 weeks later, I can get another super doses. And if it works as well as the first time, it changes everything. It was as if I was reborn. It's just incredible how much of a difference it made. Before that, I was constantly tired, and once I took this, it started to work almost immediately. That's probably because the deficiency was so big. And it worked for about 5 days, I think, where I was never tired. I felt like the old Father Roderick. I could work from the morning until the evening. I had plenty of energy. I slept well, which was also an interesting side benefit. And so after about 5 days, the effect started to decline, and 2 days later on Sunday, I was back to the old situation where I just couldn't stay active for more than half a day, and then I spent most of the Sunday sleeping, which of course I don't want to do. So for me, it was absolute proof that vitamin D deficiency was at the root of my problems. And so in order to survive until the next super doses, I bought some extra vitamin D. These are just small daily doses. And as soon as I started to take these, my energy came back and I was able to function normally. I never knew that that vitamin D could make such a difference. So I've got two more capsules, so one today, and then 2 weeks from now, I take the last one, and then I just have to supplement on a daily basis, like I'm already doing right now. Well, this whole process kind of made me think of one of my favorite comic book series. When I was a child, I love to read comics. I love to read in general. I was always at the library, and when I was tired and I just couldn't focus on the regular, usually sci-fi or fantasy books that I was reading, I'd love to read comics. And my favorite series was about this small village in Brittany, in France, 50 BC, about Asterix and his friend Obelix. And so it tells the story of this small village that tries to resist the Roman occupation. And the only reason that they've been able to withstand the Romans is that they have a druid in the village. And in French, he's called Panoramix. In the English translation, he would be, I think, Getafix, which is brilliant. All those names are usually a word place. And he brews a concoction that gives these villagers superpower. So as you can see, Asterix in the foreground here is beating up some Romans. He's a very small guy. He's very smart, but he's also very small. His friend Obelix is a massive guy, and he doesn't really need the magic potion because he fell in a kettle while the druid was preparing that potion when Obelix was still a child, and so he's got permanent superpowers, whereas Asterix always has to take a sip of that elixir. And what I love about this comic book series are all the historical references. So it was created by René Goscinny and Albert Uderzo, and it was a French-Belgian comic book series. I think they drew this first album in 1959, and then they continued to issue albums sometimes every year, sometimes every 2 years. And at one point, Goscinny, unfortunately, I think it was in 1977, he died. And Uderzo, who was the one who was always drawing, he took over also the storytelling. And when he got too old, he passed it on to a new generation. And so these stories continue to be created, but I have to say the later, the more recent albums don't have the genius of the first series. Nevertheless, still super excited that this continues. Now, this is perhaps the most next to Tintin, these are probably the two European comic book series that are most famous in the entire world, and they've been translated in hundreds of languages. And what's so cool about this series is that there are so many word plays and jokes, and they translate everything in different languages. And so the names and the jokes in the Dutch version of Asterix are very different from the French original or the German translation or the English translation. But they do a terrific job. They spend extra care to make sure that the jokes are kind of localized. The stories are also a lot of fun. There is one album in which Asterix and Obelix actually go over to the United States. They're on a boat and they get into a storm, and before you know it, they're in the U.S. So they discover the U.S. long before any other population, and they have adventures there. And of course, they at the end of the story, they always return home. One of my favorite stories is when they go to Switzerland. This is Asterix and Obelix in Switzerland, or the Helvetians, which are the people that live there. And this is filled with like inside jokes and references to modern day Switzerland. So you've got lots of banks there. Everybody puts their money there, and they love their cheese fondue. These cheese fondues, especially if they're celebrated by the Romans, they use so much cheese that the entire room gets covered in cheese, and it's just this amazing recurring gag. And the thing is, so cheese fondue, of course, melted cheese, and then you dip a piece of bread in it. But because the cheese is very sticky, sometimes you lose your piece of bread. This actually happened to us when we were children. We usually around this time of the year during the winter, we would also have cheese fondue, especially on birthdays or special occasions like Christmas. And sometimes you would just lose your piece of bread. Now, in this story, the Romans have they're playing this game. So if you lose your piece of bread, you're going to be thrown into the river with a stone on your feet or something like that. So they basically kill you if you lose your piece of bread. And that has always been something that when we were eating cheese fondue with our family, like, we would always refer to these albums of Asterix. It was so ingrained in our youth. And so there are many characters that come back every story. And for instance, there's this group of pirates. It's absolutely amazing. Of course, pirates are supposed to be very menacing, but these pirates always fail. And because every time they want to board the ship, they discover that, oh, wait a second, it's these guys from the little French village again. And so they get beaten up, and then their boat sinks. Every single album that happens. And there's one of the pirates, an old guy, and he always speaks in Latin. And I remember when I was in high school and I was learning Latin, we would use these albums, and there was actually at least one album, perhaps even more, that was entirely translated into Latin, and we would love that. I mean, it was such an incentive to learn Latin and to memorize the words, because we wanted to be able to read Asterix in Latin. And so I don't know if you are aware of the Asterix and Obelix series. If so, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your ideas about this series. If you haven't read these before, then I highly recommend you go over to probably Amazon or something like that and pick up a copy. They probably are also available in digital format. I haven't checked. But this is the creme de la creme of the European comic book industry. It's a very different style and a different genre almost than, let's say, North American comics, which are so different, probably more filmic. And there's a different storytelling technique, also very different art styles. But if you want to get to know kind of the European comic books scene, then I'd highly recommend Asterix and Obelix. They've been so influential on on the way we tell stories here in Europe using comic books that, I mean, this will be probably an influence that will last for centuries. So that's what I wanted to share with you. And when Asterix takes a sip of his magic potion, he becomes like super strong. That's how I feel when I get my vitamin D. I'm like, I'm powerful me again, and I couldn't be more excited. So thanks to my patrons over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. If you want to join them in supporting my work, then I'd love it. So I'll talk to you soon. Take care, and God bless.